Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So Paul George has scored the last 8 points for the Clippers. LeBron has got 7 in the quarter, had 9 the first three quarters. Here go the Clippers, down by 2. Kawhi's got it. You see the clock. LeBron on Kawhi. Down to 4. Here's George. He's way outside. A lunging 3. No. Rebound Caruso. That's it. Lakers have won.
That was from last night on TNT. It sounded like basketball. It looked like basketball because it actually was basketball. And we are back to what is clearly some kind of new normal. Part of the NBA bubble community is this man, Chris Haynes, who's on Twitter at Chris B. Haynes, senior NBA insider for Yahoo Sports, TNT sideline reporter, and part of the Posted Up podcast, joining us on the Alpamonte Ford hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Chris, thanks for taking time for us, man. How are you?
I'm doing good.
So what did it feel like? I mean, we can go with our personal experiences of watching it, but you're there as it was all unfolding, starting with the statements that were being made. It seemed like in front of the world, that was a distillation of 2020 that was right there on our screens.
Yeah, I mean, that's just how this year has been. New normals. Oh, you know, hopefully this is not a permanent normal. But no, it was unreal. It was unreal. I mean, just the whole the game, everything, the game experience to, you know, no fans in the arena to the climate we're in and society with, you know, racial unjust and the pandemic. You know, I'm still trying to, you know, grasp it all, you know, and just covering that game, the first game of the restart, the Pels Jazz, and then after that game, walking over down the hill to go watch the Lakers and Clippers. So it's crazy. And, you know, seeing players, you know, it was about 20 players sitting there in attendance watching that Laker-Clipper game. That's just something you just never see, you know, during a regular season. So it was unreal, man. It was unreal. But that's just how 2020 has been as a whole.
Some sloppy basketball, but it did look like, for the most part, that it still came down to dramatic finishes with stars controlling the action. And I guess, as a fan right now, I can't be picky. If they're shooting a lot of free throws, if maybe there's some guys who are not quite in cardiovascular game shape yet, it can be understood, and I think that we can live with it.
Yeah, I mean, this is what to be expected. You know, guys didn't really have the right time, opportunity to get themselves properly in shape, you know, and to be honest with you, a lot of guys didn't even think the season was going to, you know, get back on the restart. And so they weren't, you know, they weren't preparing themselves and training appropriately. So, you know, we are here. You know, I think for the most part, people are happy basketball is back. A lot of these games for these teams are still kind of like a training camp period because they've been off for so long. So it is to be expected, but, you know, overall, it's two good games that went down to the finish, you know, you know, like I said, basketball is back. So, you know, I think the high level of play at a certain point will get there.
What has been the biggest bubble life adjustment for you?
Just being without my family. You know, I got here June 29th, so I've been here a little bit over a month. And so that's going to be over 3.5 months probably right there of being here in this bubble. And, you know, it's everything, you know, being tested daily, you know, just remembering to take your temperature daily. You know, I have to take my temperature and do an oximeter reading before I even step out my room. So it's just, you know, those little things like that. You know, it was one point I forgot to do my temperature and my readings, and I left, and I was trying to go to a different facility for a practice, and you have to scan your wristband in and out or wherever you go. And I scanned my wristband, and it turned blue, and immediately a security came up to me like, hey, your color is blue. Did you do your readings? I was like, damn, I forgot. So I had to go back to my room and do my reading. So, you know, it's really serious over here. It's tightened up. But I think if you look at the results of the last few weeks, zero positive tests. So it's showing that their rules and protocols, safety measures are working properly.
How did Zion Williamson look to you in those series of short bursts? And when do you think they're going to turn him loose with full minutes?
That I don't know. You know, really, I think I don't think it would be next game. You know, Zion Williamson was he was very, very upset about his minutes. He was very upset about not knowing if he was going to play or not last night. It was kind of like a game time decision. You know, he was really on the team to let him go, let him play, release, you know, unleash him. But the team, you know, given his injury history and given that he's only had a few practices under his belt because he had to leave and take care of a family matter, you know, they're going to be, you know, cautious. And I was surprised by it a little bit because it's only 8 games in this restart, and they're outside the top 8 right now. So I thought they would give him a little bit more leeway, but it shows that they're not going to jeopardize his safety for this playoff run, you know, with their franchise player. They're looking at the long-term benefits.
Chris, I'm fascinated by the countervailing forces going on in the bubble, in that the NBA is doing this as an entity. And all NBA players, it seems that the individual players have never been closer to each other in the way that they're working so hard together in their social justice causes and in their actions and in their contributions and in their statements. And it really seems to be the league as one unit and one fraternity. Is it difficult then, once the games start, you are part of a team? And even though you're in the same ballrooms and the same dining areas and you're going fishing and golfing and together, and, you know, Boban is out there playing bags with people, is it still, can they still have the sense of team versus team? Or is it harder to get mad at a guy that you're, or go up against a guy with whom you've been working so closely on so many things?
No, yes, I think, you know, when guys step on the floor, they're competitors. When they step on the floor, they're out for blood, and they're going to compete. And there's a bigger thing, there's bigger issues at stake, you know, when it comes to social justice issues and, you know, guys, you know, voicing their concerns with the way people of color are treated, particularly by the police. They understand that there's bigger things at stake when it comes to that. That's off the court stuff. But when it gets on the court, you know, the competition is going to be there. And, you know, you have these games being nationally televised. So they're going to bring it. You know, I don't think that there was no shortage of intensity from those games yesterday. But, you know, I think right now there's just better perspective. Now guys can look at each other once the game is over and look at, you know, you as a brother, whether you white, black, or whatever. They can look at you as a brother. You are my brother. And so I think just perspective on life has changed. But the intensity on the court, I think that will remain the same.
I also think that the sounds have been wonderful. And I actually would hope and would want on the TV broadcast, I know they're terrified of what the microphones are going to pick up, but they even pick up when you have, you know, 23,000 fans in the building. You can hear some stuff when the guys get close to the mics by the baskets. But just the slap of the ball for the inbounds play to trigger the start of the movement on an inbounds play was really jarring to hear that. And just to hear all of the communication that's going on, I think a real basketball fan can learn a lot about NBA ball from just being able to hear all this stuff.
And that's what I hear. So you're you're able, so, you know, they're playing the virtual crowd noise, which I'm not a big fan of, because players aren't really reacting to it when it does come on, you know, so I'm not a big fan of, but I get it. So you're able to pretty much hear, are you able to hear, you know, conversations on TV with players interacting with one another?
Not conversations, but you can hear some of the shouts more clearly on the floor. You can hear guys yelling out defensive instructions, et cetera, to each other, and some of the on-floor communication, which is indicative of what is usually going on in games, but we're not privy to it. It's not the quiet conversations like during a stoppage or anything like that.
Got you. No, there are some interesting conversations that are being had, and LeBron he's a pleasure to watch up close, man, when it's quiet. And so that's why I don't know, because I had to watch, I got to go back and look at it for myself, so I don't know how much you guys really get to see and hear everything that's being relayed and said, but it's a cool experience up front, man. You know, it's something that you just don't get, because fans are drowning out everything. Like I said, hopefully one day we'll get back to some normalcy and you can pack the arenas up again, because it is missing something. The fans not being there takes a lot away from the game. But the guys are still trying to go out there and compete.
Chris Haynes, thanks for joining us. Continued good health to you.
You take care as well.
That is Chris Haynes, senior NBA insider for Yahoo Sports. You're watching him do sidelines on TNT as well, and he is on the Posted Up podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.